Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. It's for Free Talk Live. GCN.
All right. You know what that music means. Yes, you do. It means it is time for the Power Hour. My name is Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Riding shotgun with me today is Josh. What's up, Josh?
Good morning, Gary. Glad to be here. It is Friday, finally.
Friday is here.
Yes.
Freedom Friday. If you're on Twitter, there's a lot of people that love to do a little hashtag. I think it's hashtag FF. And they include all the different Patriot Twitter people, and I'm always tagged in these Twitter posts. It's pretty cool. So it's one way to spread liberty. That's what we do here at the Power Hour. We spread liberty. We spread freedom. We spread truth. We spread information that is going to impact you, actionable information, practical information. And we've got a huge, huge show for you today. I am so excited. Lots of news. Lots of news. Lots of things happening all over the world. We're going to cover what's happening in Iraq, bailouts there, Iran, and China, and Russia, and NATO. What's happening with Japan and nuclear waste. You won't believe what George Soros said. We'll tell you about that. Also, paratroopers in Ukraine. Where are they coming from? We'll tell you. Also, there's some missing radioactive material.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's a little scary considering we just had the ISIS story, you know, down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've got that. We'll talk about that. Also, we're gonna spend a little time on that mining situation out there in Oregon. We've got some exclusive coverage for you right here on the Power Hour. Nowhere else. You'll hear it here. Exclusive coverage about what's going on there. The Oath Keepers, the militia, all of the build-up to the standoff against the Bureau of Land Management. We got the exclusive. Also, Benghazi, armed National Guard troops patrolling streets. Wow, when I read these headlines, I just get like, what is going on? I just all the time. Anyway,
bizarre world.
It is. I'm trapped in the Twilight Zone. Also, we got some information on Chicago, my hometown. That's right. What's happening there about police torture? Oh, boy. It's like they're torturing people. Police are torturing people in Chicago. What kind of country is this? I thought that only happened in, like, you know, like dirty back third world countries and, you know.
Well, when you start, you know, well, who does that? That's the federal government sends, you know, people they want to be tortured to those other countries. But when you start, you know, accepting money from the feds to train your police, well, what do you expect?
Yep. We're going to talk about a little bit of good news, too. Seattle police, some information about excessive use of force. San Antonio, be careful what you do with the homeless there. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got we're going to cover this mining situation. It's very, very important. I want everyone to have a pen and paper ready. Also, if you have an email list or if you have a Twitter feed or a Facebook, we're going to be putting a call to action. We need people to share information about the situation. They're very, very important. We're going to save some lives today. Also, we got some information about the elites. What are they preparing for? We will talk about that. Also, you won't believe what the noncompliance fine is for Obamacare, the average fine.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I call it gum barrel health care.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call it. Also, the feds are pushing for control of property rights. We'll talk about that. Food chain catastrophe. What's happening on the West Coast? Also, Google. What are they up to?
It's like Skynet is soon to be up and running.
Mm-hmm. The robot army is on the way. Also, big guests coming up. Dan Jeromo, Big Boomer, in the second hour. How you can make some money. We're going to teach you about that. And also the Oklahoma City bombing, Chris Emery. We're going to revisit that and their new film at Free Mind Films. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce with
This is Josh.
We will be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. You are listening to the beginning of the three most powerful hours in radio. My name is Gary Franchi, and sitting with me is Josh.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is a good morning, despite the headlines.
That's every morning. You've got to make a choice to, you know, find something good in the world.
Well, we do have some good news. We're going to cover that in a little bit. However, it looks like what is going on in Iraq, U.S. taxpayers, get ready. You know, it's just a couple of days after everybody met that tax man deadline. Well, guess where all those taxpayer dollars are going to go, Josh? They're going to go to bail out Iraq. If bailing out Wall Street isn't enough, let's go and bail out Iraq. That's right. This is coming from Zero Hedge, having generously, if not obviously, stepping up to the plate to bail out Ukraine with open-ended bond guarantees, U.S. taxpayers are opening their wallets again, this time for Iraq. Reuters is reporting cheap oil has ravaged Iraq's state finances just as the government faces rising military spending from the war it is waging against ISIS. And so it has decided to issue $5 billion in international bonds. However, Iraq is considering other ways to cover its deficit budget, including asking the IMF, U.S. taxpayers, for relief funding and also requesting the controversial U.S. Export-Import Bank, U.S. taxpayers, to finance the purchase of 10 planes from Boeing, which cost the government $500 million a pop.
Wow.
Yeah. So we go over there, and we, you know, we bomb them till they're free, and then they can't control the freedom. And what happens next? Well, all the former Iraqi generals infiltrate the training process of the military, take all of our U.S. training and military weapons, defect from that, form their own group, call it ISIS, and then we have to bail them out again.
You know, we have in this country, I think there's over so far 100,000 layoffs in the oil industry. And so we're going to spend this money, you know, to help support this country that in the meantime, we're having all these layoffs over here. And, you know, it blows me away. It's just not really. It's par for the course. I shouldn't be so naive, I guess. But
Well, it looks like here's the thing. You know, ISIS is there in Iraq. Well, now we reported just recently that ISIS is now on the border of the United States. Josh, I thought we were fighting them over there, so we wouldn't have to fight them here. We've been fighting them for like a decade, and we're gonna fight them over there, so they don't come over here. Well, here they are on our back door. I guess all that fighting, all that money, all those lives spent, and now they're on our back door.
Well, I think maybe they have always been here training.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. I don't know. It's you know, it's a crazy world out there, man. I don't even know what to say.
Russia Today is reporting that Iran is urging India, China, and Russia to counter NATO's missile systems. Iran has announced its readiness to cooperate with Russia, China, and India on the issue of NATO's missile shield and related threats from the military bloc. This is coming from the head of their defense ministry in Moscow. Hours later, Degen was cited by Ria Novosti as saying that China, Russia, and Iran may hold tri-party defense talks. Wow. Russia, China, and Iran. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is like, like biblical prophecy.
Like kings of the East?
Yeah, like the kings of the East come against the kings of the West. Like, there it is, folks. If you believe in Scripture, you might want to take a look at what's going on over there.
I mean, even if you don't, it's obvious that the sides are lining up against each other. And it's just a matter of time before we see some sort of hot conflict going on.
It's only a matter of time. Speaking of hot, Japan, a drone has captured tons of nuclear waste being stored at Fukushima. Millions of tons of radioactive soil and debris filmed by drone footage can be seen packed in black bags in a temporary storage site at Tomika, Fukushima. Thursday, the Japanese government is planning to move the contaminated waste to new radioactive waste storage facilities. The new facilities, they have 16 square kilometers, or 6.2 square miles, are set up to hold 30 million tons of radioactive debris for up to 30 years. My goodness.
And then what are they going to do with it after 30 years? Does it just go away? It disappears?
Yeah.
You know, I was shocked at that video. If you guys get a chance, go to the Power Hour News from the email blast today and check out this video, because it's like an endless sea of, black trash bags just full of radioactive material. I mean, there's no way to get rid of this stuff. So
well,
30 years, big deal.
Where's Superman when you need him? Remember that? Remember, was it Superman 3? He took all the nuclear weapons in a big bag and threw them into the sun.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do that? Can't we figure that out? It seems like it would be simple. You put it all on a rocket ship and you shoot it up into the sun, right?
Yes, man.
But I'm sure that there would be some environmental activists that would be very upset that we were hurting the sun.
Solar warming.
Solar warming. You're going to upset the ecosystem of the sun. No, it's hydrogen based. It's burning. All right. What else is going on? George Soros. This was a little gem of truth that popped into my email. and I produced a little video report about it. I was really shocked. You know, I follow what the global elite are always talking about in their little sewing circles where they sip champagne of gold in gold chalices. And there was George sitting in a beautifully posh, opulent room among all of his, you know, his servants, I guess, his global servants. And he's being interviewed, and he revealed that the global government is failing. I took that as a good sign. However, my big question is what are they going to do to prevent it from failing? They need global government to work. So if they step up and create more crisis or more false flags, and then we go back and say we need more government, I mean, that's the only way that they can continue to perpetuate these things. And he actually cited that crisis after crisis after crisis was one of the reasons he believed that global government was failing.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, do you really believe this guy? You know, because it's just like the phoenix, man. The phoenix gets burned, and then something new and more awful rises from the ashes. So if this particular form of global government is failing, I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve that's going to be way worse than what we have now.
And he was, if you watch the entire interview with him, it's about 45 minutes. I sat through the whole thing, cringing. And he started talking about Putin and Russia and the dynamic there and what Putin's trying to pull off. And he basically was trying to tell everybody that Putin is trying to destabilize that region to the point where it's not a hot war and it's not really a cold war. It's kind of like a blockade or a sanction where they have people on the borders continually applying pressure when needed, just enough to destabilize the government there. So that they would come to Russia. So, which brings me to my next story, that 300 U.S. paratroopers have now arrived in Ukraine to train Kiev forces. 300 U.S. paratroopers, the first that we know of.
Well, they give us these little numbers, you know, every so often. There's 300 now, 300 today, you know, 300 next week until there's a huge force there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sputnik News says the training mission is funded by a U.S. Global Contingency Security Fund approved by the Congress. Huh? What? I thought we had like a government. Isn't there like a declaration of war you have to do that to send people places? No, I guess not. You just have to have a global contingency fund set up. So the 173rd Airborne Brigade is here to train with Ukrainian forces. We will be conducting classes on warfighting functions, as well as training to sustain and increase the professionalism and proficiency of military staffs. Major Jose Mendez. He is a brigade operations officer. He said that in a statement on Thursday. So here we are again, we're building up to, you know, one side of a conflict. Who's on the other side? Russia. Wonderful.
Soon to be China and Iran.
Yeah. Remember? Huh? There it is. The kings of the East. So, and Donetsk fears the arrival of the U.S. military in Ukraine will escalate the crisis. Yeah.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Eastern Ukraine, self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, believes the arrival of U.S. military instructors to Ukraine is an attempt to escalate the conflict in the eastern regions. Uh-huh. That comes directly from Denis Pushilin. He is a DPR negotiator. He said that just earlier today. The DPR negotiator also raised fears that after the U.S.-Ukrainian exercises end, the equipment would remain in the country. Yeah, that's generally what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry announced that joint military training would begin on April 20th in the Lviv region in the country's west.
Wow. Right at Russia's back door.
Oh, man.
Or front door. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's continuing to build up there in the Ukraine. These people do not know when to quit. It's like they constantly need constant conflict. They need a boogeyman at all times.
A multiple boogeyman.
Multiple boogeymen.
We're just spread all over the world, you know. It's crazy. And meanwhile, welcome. What do we have? What do we have going on here? Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Also, where's that iridium? Ouch. Missing nukes? All right, we'll be right back. We'll find those nukes. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm Gary.
And this is Josh.
We'll be right back.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Tracy Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley, hanging out with Josh here in studio, talking about the international news right now, news that you can use, news that affects you, actionable intel that will edify, build you up, and get you prepared for, well, the weekend, the years ahead. We want you to be informed. That's why we do this program, this show. And before we went to the break, we were trying to figure out where this missing iridium is. Yeah. nuclear material has gone missing. Police have found a van, but its radioactive cargo is gone. Sputnik News reports a truck with materials for industrial radiography was stolen in the city of Cardenas in the southeastern state of Tabasco in Mexico, coincidentally. An alert by federal authorities throughout southern Mexico remains valid. The truck containing materials for industrial radiography was stolen, and employees parked it near a local mall. Note to self, if you're carrying radioactive material, don't go on a lunch break.
Yeah.
Especially right. When ISIS is hanging out.
Right. Well, they're just staying close to the border. I'm sure they wouldn't travel anywhere.
How far is that? How far is that from...
It's if you look at a map of Mexico, Tabasco's kind of down by the Yucatan Peninsula down there. And so it's quite a bit away from where we learned where ISIS has their training camps and stuff, which is close to the New Mexico and Texas border. But, I mean, you know, they found the truck, but guess what they didn't find? They didn't find the material. So something happened to it.
Is it? I mean, I'm going to throw this out there. What about the possibility ISIS they had a cell down there. They captured the radioactive material. They're getting ready to build a dirty bomb and send it across the border. Is that possible?
Anything is possible in this world, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I thought we had, like, this huge defense budget. I mean, don't we have, like, satellites that can look down at the world and find all the radiation? I mean, like, you've seen those huge maps of Fukushima and, like, the glowing ocean, and, like, they can see where all the radiation is. It seems like if you misplace radiation, you should be able to find it with all these high-tech sensors and stuff. It just, billions and billions of dollars spent, and you lose radioactive material.
Way too logical there.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll see what happens there. Please be engaged. Be aware. We'll talk about what's happening in New York in a little bit, too. Interesting things are happening there. Interesting things. However, 1,000 British soldiers have been given psychiatric help after consuming, get this, the zombie drug. That's what they're calling it. The British military is accused of failing to protect its soldiers' mental health. Figures show that nearly 1,000 have sought psychiatric treatment after being given the MOD's budget price anti-malarial drug Lyrium. A Freedom of Information Act request revealed that the figure is much higher than previously thought, with 994 service personnel being admitted to mental health clinics or psychiatric hospitals since 2008.
Wow.
The figures go only back to 2007, so the true number may be much higher. Lyrium, also known as I'm not even trying to say that.
Methylquine.
Oh, there you go. Has been in use for much longer. The MOD has consistently defended the drug, which is one of several that it uses on troops, amid concerns that Lyrium is contributing to an armed forces mental health epidemic. This is despite growing pressure from senior military officials, campaigners, and relatives of those affected.
Right. Now, we should remember that remember Roger Bales, Sergeant Roger Bales, the guy who supposedly massacred 17 Afghan civilians. This was the drug that he was on. And, of course, he got life in prison for being on a drug that was supplied to him by his bosses.
Our troops, whether they're U.S. troops, British troops, they are guinea pigs. They are guinea pigs. They are shot up, injected, tested on, and then they go to psychiatric clinics.
Or they murder a bunch of civilians and they're the ones that get in trouble. Roche is the manufacturer of this drug, and they even say that the side effects can include hallucinations, psychosis, suicide, suicidal thoughts, and self-endangering behavior, and may induce serious neuropsychiatric disorders. So they know that these drugs will do this stuff, and yet they're still giving them to militarily trained people who can have the ability to just murder. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Sounds like every pharmaceutical ad I've ever heard. We'll be right back on the flip side of this break. We're going to talk about Oath Keepers, what's happening in New York as well. I'm Gary.
And this is Josh.
You're listening to The Power Hour.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is April 17th. We are sitting 33 minutes after the hour, and I wanted to run through some specials real quick that we're having out at the Power Mall. Of course, the way that we stay on the air is by you guys purchasing from the Power Mall the products that you need and want. And, of course, we have the Garden Seed Special going on right now, as well as a bunch of books and DVDs, Genetic Roulette, which is awesome if you're into, you know, not eating GMOs and feeding your babies that junk. Mother Earth Minerals are on special. We have the Sherry Rogers book special, which she has so many books out there. It'd be a good time to just stock up on all of them. The Miracle Skin products are on special, which is Helon, and the Sugarfoot, and the Lamb Cream, which is all those products are unbelievable. Also, we have some special gift packages available right now. We have a dessert dish special with three books and two dishes. And that is a $40 value for only $25. There's an apple cookbook, and pickles and relishes are the books that go along with that. Also, we have a stainless cocktail shaker, two books, and an appleberry shake and stainless, which is from which is a Purium product, and those the books are The Green Smoothie Diet and More Smoothies for Life, and of course it comes with, like I said, the shaker and the appleberry shake from Purium. That is a $95 value for only $70. And then if you order If your order is $100 or more, you are going to get, if you remind the people at the Power Mall after 8 o'clock when they get there, that you would like to receive the two free Oneida steak knives with wooden handles. Those are extremely nice. And I wanted to make a quick announcement. There's been a bunch of rumors going around that Strauss, is the maker of the Heart Drops, is going to be closing their distribution center. This is not true, and the Power Hour will continue to offer the Strauss Heart Drops, the kidney and blood pressure support, as well as the bladder support. And I know there were a lot of phone calls yesterday. People were really worried that they weren't going to get their heart drops, which is not good to have people who have heart problems worrying about getting their heart drops. But if you could, give the Power Mall a call at 877-817-9829 after 8 o'clock. That is 877-817-9829. We really appreciate your support.
Awesome. Also, Freedom to Fascism, the DVD, the director's cut, is now available on special at the Power Mall. Normally, almost, what, 20? Now it's about 15.
Right.
So, yeah, get that. Get that documentary in your library if you haven't. If you haven't seen it yet, it is a must-see. We were talking about it on Wednesday. A very, very powerful film. It lays the foundation for all the things that we talk about here on this show, including the Federal Reserve. And you need to know also what's happening in New York. Whew, I can't believe these headlines. Zero Hedge is now reporting signs that the elites are feverishly preparing for something big. In recent days, we have learned that the New York Fed is moving a lot of their operations to Chicago because of concerns about a natural disaster.
What in the world?
Mm-hmm. The federal government is buying 62 million rounds of ammunition, commonly used for AR-15 semi-automatic rifles for, quote, training purposes. NORAD is moving back to Cheyenne Mountain because it is EMP hardened. And in addition, government authorities have scheduled a whole host of unusual training exercises all over the nation. And the elites are actually buying retreat locations. The super, super rich are buying locations where they can take their private jets and land them far from civilization, basically like bug-out sites for the super rich. Okay, this is happening right now. This isn't happening then. It's not happening in a week. It's happening right now as we speak.
What do they know that we don't know?
That's what scares me the most. We read the news. We read behind the news. We connect the dots. And the elites do the same exact thing. And they have even more information. They have all the cell phone records. They have all the email correspondence. They're watching every single communication across the globe. So when they make moves, it is a big deal, especially like this. New York Fed is nothing to laugh at. If you've ever seen that building, it is like a fortress. I mean, huge stone blocks. I mean, it's enormous. So
when have you ever heard of a branch of the Federal Reserve, you know, kind of basically shutting its doors and moving out?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I never heard of that.
Now, I've been to the Chicago Fed. I've protested in the streets of the Chicago Fed. I've screamed at the security cameras and said, end the Fed, you know, with hundreds of people. And to think that New York is moving to Chicago because of a, quote, natural disaster? What kind of natural disaster? I mean, the only thing I can the first thing that came on mind was like, oh, the seas are rising and tidal waves are, you know, a millstone thrown into the sea, right?
Right.
So the New York Fed is moving. So that's pretty terrifying. So be prepared for whatever's coming. I'm just asking you to do that.
Absolutely.
I
mean, that's the best insurance out there. You know, you spend money every month on insurance for your home and car and everything, but why not stock up a little on some food for your precious babies?
So with that, the Fed is moving to Chicago. The Fed has portions of the Federal Reserve operations from New York moving to Chicago. We know the Fed has so much gold. Well, out in Oregon, there's a gold mine We covered this earlier this week. Now, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is attempting to seize the operations there. Now, these miners have had claim to that land for nearly 140 years. 140 years, Josh. Predating the Bureau of Land Management. So, old keepers now from around the country have begun to set up camp in the Gallus Mining District near Merlin, Oregon, in preparation for what could actually become a standoff between local miners and the Bureau of Land Management. It's ironic that all this is happening around the time of the 22nd anniversary of Waco, okay, the 20th anniversary of Oklahoma City, the one-year anniversary of Bundy Ranch, you know, the date of the shot heard around the world that started the Revolutionary War. There is something so significant about this time of the year. I don't know if, like, the moon is in some orbit and it creates, like, a pull on everyone's mentality and then drives everybody crazy and the government, you know. I don't know what's going on, but this time of the year seems like, oh, it's spring is in the air. Let's go and jackboot some Americans.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, you know, let's see. We have Hitler's birthday. We have Oklahoma City. It's, yeah, every year something happens, it seems like.
It's my mother's birthday, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
My niece's as well.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yes.
So, this is what's happening out in Oregon. I had a chance to speak to Stuart Rhodes. I spoke to him last night. I wanted to get his exact take on the situation there. We do have a clip of that. And can we play that clip?
Well, I think this is part of the same pattern we've seen all across the West and all across the country, where you have, whether it's farmers, miners, loggers, it's the same agenda to drive the people off the land who have been working the land for generations and deprive them of their livelihood and their independence and force them into cities. This has been the agenda for a long time. So this is just one more example of it. But, you know, the people are starting to push back, and I think that's what has to happen. We need to have nullification and unified community standing up against things like it. It's unfortunate that the sheriff so far has not taken a hard stand in defense of the rights of the miners, and that's not good, because then if the sheriff won't do it, then the people have to step in. This is what happened down at Bundy Ranch, right? You had a sheriff, who Gillespie, who was a total rollover for the feds and did not stand up for the rights of the Bundy family. And that left them no recourse but to, you know, call on their cowboy buddies and other supporters from around the country to go there. A bunch of veterans went there and support them. This is kind of similar. You know, sheriff, he said they're mediating, but, you know, he should be standing up for the rights of the miners. And BLM has a pattern in that area of the country of just burning cabins to the ground. And, in fact, in the past, there have been deaths involved in that kind of activity, where they lit a cabin on fire and someone's died. So this is, the miners don't trust them, and they're very concerned that BLM is just going to come in heavy-handed. So our goal is to make sure the miners have their day in court and have due process. And so our guys, you know, we haven't had a conversation yet, and that's not what we consider this, but because of the pattern of behavior in the BLM and the federal government, unfortunately, we're not going to let these people get Waco'd the same way as a Bundy Ranch. We didn't want that family to have the boot dropped on them either. So, you know, it'd be great to live in a country where the government respected the rights of the people and went through the process of, you know, giving them a chance to fight the legal fight before they go and do things, but that has not been the pattern. They just go seize cattle, they go burn down cabins. You know, this is the pattern of behavior. And when you're in an environment like that, I think it's incumbent on all of us to stand up and defend our neighbors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stand up and defend your neighbors. Did you hear Stuart there? He used Waco as a verb. Get Waco'd.
Wow.
I mean, that blows my mind as well. That, anyway, you know, the government came in to Waco, torched that building. And I saw a documentary years ago about it. And they showed the pictures of those women and children. Their bodies were contorted. Their bodies were burned beyond recognition. And their bodies were so contorted because of the gas that they shot into the building. Now, these women and children were hiding in a bunker. And the bunker filled up with gas. And the gas was so intense that it contorted their bodies to the point where they were hyperflexed. Their whole bodies were reversed. And then burned beyond recognition.
Yeah, it's awful.
I hate to paint such a picture like that, but that's what the federal government does when you want to practice religious freedom. And here we have miners who are claiming a stake to land for 140 years. The BLM comes in and they have a history of burning out buildings.
I can't believe they said that. I can't believe the BLM said that we will burn the buildings out, but that's what they said.
Well, not just that, but when the BLM came in to serve the cease and desist papers, one of the BLM guys said, one of the miners said, "Hey, we're constitutional people." And the BLM guy retorted and said, "I have issues with the Constitution."
Oh, man.
So there's two affidavits that were filed, and they're on the Oath Keepers website. You can read them for yourself. Declaring what these guys said. "I have issues with the Constitution." These are guys that are supposed to uphold the oath. These are guys that have sworn an oath to protect the Constitution. I don't know. If you have a problem with the Constitution and you take a government job, you should not have that job. You shouldn't take that job. You should go work in communist Russia. Wait. Oh, Russia's free.
Right.
Are they really? Right. So, if you get your pen out and get a piece of paper, write this address down. As of April 16th, the staging area for Oath Keepers, militia, anyone who wants to go and support freedom and liberty, the address is 545 California Avenue, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97526. That is the address. I'll repeat it again. 545 California Avenue, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97526. Also, oathkeepers.org, updated regularly with information on this event, and the Josephine County Oath Keepers. Those are the folks on the ground. They have a website, too, which is being updated regularly. Their website is oathkeepersjoco.com. oathkeepersjoco.com for the most up-to-date information. There's a logistics officer. There's a public information officer. I spoke with a public information officer yesterday. And also, if you go to my YouTube channel, Next News Network, you'll see the report and my interview with the public information officer about the staging area. She was adamant. She wouldn't tell me how many people had arrived. I asked her. I kind of pressed her. I said, "How many people are there? How many militia are there?" And she said, "Look," she said, "Oath Keepers is not militia. We've been hired or contracted or asked to provide private security for the miners." So they've set up a staging area. Again, she wouldn't tell me how many people were there. She's like, "For privacy and security purposes, we can't reveal how many people." So, but we do know that people are there. I'm also hearing that some people are saying people are getting turned away. I don't believe that to be true, simply because after speaking with the public information officer, she said the staging area is there. So there was a previous address where the staging area was and had been moved to the one I just gave you. So there may be some miscommunication there. So people are going to the old staging address. Of course, they may get turned away. So that's what's happening. And we're going to have next Friday, Stuart Rhodes will be joining us on the program to talk in detail about what's happening there. He'll give us an update. Hopefully, by then, it'll have died down. But you need to help us save lives. Share this MP3. Go to thepowerhour.com after the program. The MP3 of this show will be available. I want you to download it. I want you to get the CD-ROM of this program. Contact the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Get the CD-ROM of this program. Get the MP3. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Share it on your email list. Share it to everybody in your address book. Go to my YouTube channel. Find the YouTube video. It's actually on the Oath Keepers website. Share the link to that. It's a 6-minute report. Very concise. Share that video. That is how we get the message out. There's very little media coverage on this. Very, very little. Just a little local news report as of now. And it's up to the alternative media to prevent Waco, another Waco. We did it in Bunny Ranch. We will do it again here. It is the reason that Bundy Ranch turned out the way it did was because the alternative media was on the ground pointing the cameras in the faces of the BLM, because the militia was there and they were not afraid. We will not let fear rule us. We will prevail. This is our mission. This is the mission of liberty. So we'll be right back on the flip side of this break. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley with...
This is Josh.
We'll be right back. Stick around. We've got more news ahead.
With the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley, hanging out with Josh in the studio here. What's up, Josh?
What's up, Gary?
So over the break, Josh and I were discussing, wow, What is happening in the streets of California? Armed National Guard troops patrolling residential streets. The video posted at Infowars.com will blow your mind.
Absolutely.
It was shot this past weekend, features guard troops marching in formation. Josh, what you saw the video. I mean, I'm just sitting here in shock.
Yeah, I saw it last night. I was where you are this morning. There's a guy on a motorcycle apparently filming this. And there's, I don't know, what would you say, 40, 50, 60 National Guard troops, you know, locked and loaded, rolling through the, just walking down the middle of the street or marching down the middle of the street in California. Some of them are walking over and stopping traffic so their little buddies can walk on by. There was a couple comments that said that is next to, one lady said, that's my sister's house, and they're right by a school with their, I'm sure, loaded, locked and ready ARs, you know, marching down the street. This is, I've never seen this before. Unbelievable.
The level of conditioning that's being conducted on the American people is at a level I have never seen before.
And it's speeding up exponentially. You know, we're just, it just gets worse and worse and worse. More quickly, it's like labor pains.
I'm going to go back to what we just covered in the previous segment. The Federal Reserve moving from New York to Chicago. The Cheyenne Mountain being reactivated because EMP hardened. Jade Helm exercises. FEMA camp drills in Fort Lauderdale. And now this. National Guard troops marching through the streets of California. Okay, this ain't a parade, you know. I'm used to seeing troops and people in dress uniform and waving and, you know, on the 4th of July and that kind of thing with the Chinese made in China flags. But this is clearly a drill. Okay, so let's put it in perspective. You're sitting there at your kitchen table. It's the morning. You're having your cup of coffee, and it's a beautiful, beautiful California morning. And you look out your window and you see troops, National Guard troops. Now, if you remember that movie Red Dawn, the original one,
right?
When those students were all sitting in the classroom in the very beginning, and the teacher's talking, and all of a sudden paratroopers are coming down, and then suddenly they start marching through the streets. Now, if you did not know what was going on, what would you think?
Right.
Are we being invaded? Are we under martial law? Has a terrorist attack struck? Has a false flag event been triggered? What is happening? So you just don't know. So even if this is a drill, what's happening is the psychology is being manipulated in America. This is a massive psyop.
Don't these drills normally go on military bases? You know, if you go through the comments on that story, people are defending the actions of the National Guard, saying that this is a normal drill, marching, you know, it's no big deal, whatever. But I'm sorry, I've never seen this before. You know, I'm pretty sure that military bases are big enough that they can do this. They
certainly are. I mean, they have mock cities that they train in, that they've constructed. Why do they need to actually go into the streets of California and control traffic? Yeah. So that's what's happening right now. Folks, it is happening. The martial law preparations are happening. BLM is assaulting minors. Oh, geez. Oh, yeah, by the way, Chicago, they're going to pay $5.5 million in reparations to victims of police torture.
Wow.
We're going to get into that story in just a few minutes. We've got a short break coming up. Wait till you find out. You're listening to The Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi.
This is Josh.
We'll be right back.